In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today the Church is celebrating a wonderful, wonderful priest, the St. John of Kronstadt, the priest, archpriest, that had shown to the all Russian people, brought them back as if to the apostolic times, because he was able to reach the hearts as the apostles did and preached and had done miracles after miracles to try to help people to reestablish or bring them back to true faith. My beloved, he had served every day. He had received communion every day. He had went with all his heart. He has been able to do what the Lord is commanding, to love thy God with all your mind and heart and soul and might, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. He had done exactly that. He has loved the Lord more than anything in the world, and he had loved us and still loves us, of course, with all it also his heart. My beloved, he wants everybody's salvation. He didn't shun any people. He went to the worst areas in Kronstadt to try to pick up those people that were literally derelicts and drunkards and all kinds of being in terrible shapes. And he came and he was able to touch their hearts. How did he touch their hearts? Because his heart was open to them, because he had love in his heart for them. He really felt sorry for their condition, and he couldn't bear to see them like that, and he would approach them, and with great love he was able to pick them up and was able to save so many people because he brought them to the Christ and to the awareness of Christ present, and they came out from their terrible traps of working for the temporary, and he had brought them to the Lord, to love the Lord. He also made a big house to bring in all those people that were in no condition to be able to have the proper foods and so on. But he also remembered in the epistle that says, the apostle said, those who do not work do not eat. So he made a workshops for the people to come in from the streets, that they could come in, and he would give them, or those who worked with him, give them some kind of work, whatever they could do, so that they would be able to do some work, and then would get all the nourishment and then food and the clothes, whatever they needed. My beloved, he showed love, the true love, the love that the Lord has tried to display and teach us. The Lord has come down from earth, from the heaven, I'm sorry, from the heaven the Lord came down. And as he came down, he was sent by his Father. The Father says, our God is God in three faces, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God the Father has sent his Son to this world so that to show us the way, to teach us, to reveal the truth to us about life. And he showed us an example of life. And then he took all our sins upon himself and crucified himself with all our sins to free us, my beloved, so that we will not have to be in bondage of the enemy, my beloved. But we must love him, and St. John of Kronstadt had understood that from the childhood. From the childhood he knew that his help can come only from God Almighty. And when he was not able to study properly or be able to understand the writings and readings, he had went down on his knees before the Lord and cried in his heart out, asking for help, because he knew he was hurting. Not himself, he wasn't worried about himself, but he worried about his parents. that the parents are spending money on him to give him education, and he can't seem to be able to understand those things that are being tried to be taught. And the Lord opened up for him the knowledge. He was able to become the best student, my beloved. And he had also been called by the Lord. He wanted so much to bring the truth for the Eastern people, for those who are still in the pagans. And he felt so sorry for them. But then our Lord revealed to him to look around, and he saw in Croats that there were people that Orthodox by name, but they are living as pagans, and that they needed help. And so the Lord had assigned him to be a preacher, a priest in Kronstadt, in the Cathedral of St. Andrew, the first called apostle. My beloved, he had truly followed the example of the apostles and of the holy hierarchs and of all the fasters and the prepadomnik, the God-bearing fathers, and even the martyrs. He went through all those things. He lived truly according to the gospel, and he had lived according to the gospel and had cried out and asking us to do the same thing. He has written a wonderful book that he was collected the thoughts, as he himself said. These thoughts were given him as inspiration from the Lord. And these thoughts are written up in the diary of his, which was called My Life in Christ. And it is a utmost importance that after we do our daily readings from the epistles and the gospel, that we should absolutely, we should open up My Life in Christ and read at least a page or a couple or three from the My Life in Christ, and to check our heart, because it's like a barometer. It will check whether we're on the right track or not. These words that we hear and or either listen to or read from My Life in Christ, and when they are like a wonderful balsam on our heart, and we agree with those things, and we become, start to rejoice in the wisdom that St. John of Kronstadt is showing us. It is the breathing of the Holy Spirit, as he himself has said. All the church and the teachings and the services and all that, and the prayers, they're all breathing of the Holy Spirit. He shows us and teaches us how to truly to love God and how to pray, and all that is in there. He is the best spiritual father that you could ever find. You cannot find anybody here on earth that's going to be better than him. But adhere to him. Listen to him. Listen to what he says and try to do what he says, my beloved. The Lord, we heard in the apostles about love. The epistle of love was read today from St. John, the apostle, who is nicknamed Apostle of Love, is how we should love the Lord. And that if we say we love the Lord, but we don't love our neighbor, we are really lying. We don't love God, because we cannot love God and hate our neighbor. It is just not possible. And I mean everybody. You cannot have one enemy. You cannot have aversion or bad feeling or anger towards any one of the human beings that you may see, no matter how he or she falls. We cannot judge them, but we have to feel truly sorry for them. The lower they fall, the worse off they are, the more sorry we have to feel. And then we'll be a little bit like St. John of Kronstadt, a little bit like the Lord, only a little fraction, because he shows mercy on everybody, and he wants everyone to be saved. And that's what you and I must want to do. We want to have everybody to be saved, and we cannot shun anybody. We cannot push away anybody if we approach them, because that's what we do when we approach somebody in anger, or instead of feeling sorry for them, when we have an aversion to them or feel bad about them in such a way that we don't want to have nothing to do with it. St. John of Kronstadt walked around to the worst places in Kronstadt and picked up all these terrible sinners that were not only torturing themselves whether through their passions, whether it is drunkenness or anything else, but also torturing their families. And because of his love, because he showed the love for them, he was able to lead them out from their misery. And he, my beloved, he is asking us to do that. He is asking us to be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful, because that's what we heard in the gospel today. We heard in the gospel where the Lord says to bless those who curse you, to go good, to do good to those who do you bad or harm, and so on. And my beloved, to truly to love even those who hate us, we should love them, and bless those who curse us, we should bless them. And it has to be sincere, and with the sincerity of the heart, and then we can, in all probability, we can touch their hearts, and we're going to definitely be able to help them. But prayer is needed. Prayer is needed. Without me, you can do nothing, said the Lord. And that's what St. John of Kronstadt is emphasizing and telling us in My Life in Christ many a times, that everything can be done and is done through anything good. Everything good is done through the grace of God, through the help of the Almighty. May St. John of Kronstadt teach us all to love one another, so that we can prove and to the Lord and to ourselves that we do love the Lord because we love one another and carry the burdens of each other. Thus we fulfill the law of God. It is so imperative that we love each other. If we don't love each other, and then the world will never recognize it, that we are pupils of our Lord or pupils of St. John of Kronstadt. Let's accept him as our spiritual father. And because, again, you're not going to find anybody better on this earth that will be able to guide you in the right path that will bring you to the Lord and to the salvation. Amen.